In this project, we looked at four homes, one that is not damaged, and three damaged homes. And we have investigated the block work in the internal and in the inner leaf and outer leaf, the rising blocks. And we had some samples from foundation. And the paper summarizes the microstructural analysis and the degree of deterioration that we have found in the different components. What we're dealing here is a pyrotite oxidation that releases sulfur into the concrete. This sulfur reacts with components of the concrete and forms new minerals that lead to expansion and strength loss. Now, just imagine you drive a nail into a barn on the outer side and the inner side. The outer side, of course, is exposed to the water and it starts to rust. This is actually just what happens with the pyrotite in the outer leaf. There is oxygen available, there is moisture available, and the pyrotite rusts and releases the sulfur and starts its attack. In the inner leaf, the moisture level is, of course, lower, and this entire process is slowed down. However, we see the same thing as in the outer leaf, the same process in the rising blocks. It goes slower there because there's less oxygen. There's a lot of moisture there, but there's less oxygen. So the environment really affects how fast this reaction proceeds.